The Great Plan. "We've absolutely got to stop them," Sophie cried. "Put me back in your pocket quick, and we'll chase after them and warn everyone in England they're coming."
"Ridiculous and impossible," the BFG said. "They's going 2 times as fast as me, and they's finishing their guzzle before we is halfway."
"But we can't just sit here doing nothing," Sophie cried. "How many girls and boys are they going to eat tonight?"
"Many," the BFG said. "The flesh lump eating giant alone has the most squackling wopsy appetite."
"Will he snatch them out of their beds while they're sleeping?"
"Like peas out of a puddle," the BFG said.
"Oh, I can't bear to think of it," Sophie cried.
"Then don't," the BFG said. "For years and years, I is sitting here on this very rock every night after night when they is all galloping away, and I is feeling so sad for all the human beings that they is going to gobble up. But I has to get used to it. There's nothing I can do. If I wasn't a titty little runty giant only 24 feet high, then I would be stopping them. But that is absolutely out of the window."
"Do you always know where they're going?" Sophie asked.
"Always," the BFG said. "Every night they is yelling it at me as they go bootling past. The other day they was yelling, 'We is off to Mississippi and Missouri to guzzle them both.'"
"Oh, disgusting," Sophie said. "I hate them." She and the big friendly giant sat quietly side by side on the blue rock in the gathering dusk. Sophie had never felt so helpless in her life. After a while, she stood up and cried out, "Ugh, I can't stand it. Just think of those poor girls and boys who are going to be eaten alive in a few hours' time. We can't just sit here and do nothing. We've got to go after those brutes."
"No," the BFG said.
"We must," Sophie cried. "Why won't you go?" The BFG sighed and shook his head firmly.
"I has told you 5 or 6 times, he said, "and the third will be the last. I is never showing myself to human beings."
"Oh, I ever not?
If I do, they will be putting me in the zoo with all the jiggy rafts and crocodile dillies."
"No nonsense," Sophie said.
"And they'll be sending you straight back to an orphanage," the BFG went on. "Grown-up human beings is not famous for their kindnesses. They is all squiffle ratters and grink sludgers."
"That simply isn't true," Sophie cried angrily. "Some of them are very kind indeed."
"Who?" the BFG said. "Name one."
"The Queen of England," Sophie said. "You can't call her a squiffle rotter or a grink sludger."
"Well," the BFG said.
"You can't call her Squeak Pip or Knot Muncher either," Sophie said, getting angrier and angrier.
"The flesh lump eater is longing dearly to guzzle her up," the BFG said, smiling a little now.
"Who? The Queen?" Sophie cried, aghast.
"Yes," the BFG answered. "Flesh lump eater says he is never eating a queen, and he thinks perhaps she has an especially scrumdiddlyumptious flavor."
"Oh, how dare he?" Sophie cried.
"But Flesh Lump Eater says there's too many soldiers around her palace, and he doesn't try it."
"He better not," Sophie said.
"He is also saying that he would very much like to guzzle one of the soldiers in his pretty red suit, but he is worried about those big black furry hats they is wearing. He thinks it might be sticking in his throat."
"I hope he chokes," Sophie said.
"Flesh Lump Eater is a very careful giant," the BFG said.
Sophie was silent for a few moments. Then suddenly, in a voice filled with excitement, she cried out,
"I've got it! By golly, I think I've got it!"
"Got what?" asked the BFG.
"The answer," cried Sophie. "We'll go to the Queen. It's a terrific idea. If I went and told the Queen about these disgusting man-eating giants, I'm sure she'd do something about it."
The BFG looked down at her sadly and shook his head.
"She is never believing you," he said. "Never in a month of Mondays."
"I think she would."
"Never," the BFG said. "It's sounding like such a wonky tall story. The Queen will be laughing and saying, 'What awful rub squash.'"
"Oh, she would not."
"Of course she would," the BFG said. "I has told you before that human beings is simply not believing in giants."
"Then it's up to us to find a way of making her believe in them," Sophie said.
"And how is you getting in to see the Queen, anyway?" the BFG asked.
"Now hold on a sec," Sophie said. "Just you hold on a sec, because I've got another idea."
Your ideas is full of quadswoggle, the BFG said.
Not this one, Sophie said. You say that if we tell the Queen, she would never believe us.
I am certain she wouldn't, the BFG said.
But we aren't going to tell her, Sophie said excitedly. We don't have to tell her. We'll make her dream it.
That is an even more froth-bungling suggestion, the BFG said. Dreams is a lot of fun, but nobody is believing in dreams either. You is only believing in a dream while you is actually dreaming it. But as soon as you is waking up, you is saying, oh, thank goodness, it was only a dream.
Don't you worry about that part of it, Sophie said. I can fix that.
Never can you fix it, the BFG said.
I can. I swear I can. But first of all, let me ask you a very important question. Here it is. Can you make a person dream absolutely anything in the world?
Anything you like, the BFG said proudly.
If I said I was wanted to dream that I was in a flying bathtub with silver wings, could you make me dream it?
I could, the BFG said.
But how? Sophie said. You obviously don't have exactly that dream in your collection.
I do not, the BFG said. But I could soon be mixing it up.
How could you mix it up?
It's a little bit like mixing a cake, the BFG said. If you is putting the right amounts of all the different things into it, you is making the cake come out any way you want. Sugary, spongy, currenty, Christmassy, or grub switchy. It's the same with dreams.
Go on, Sophie said.
I has jillions of dreams on my shelves, right?
Or left. Right, Sophie said.
I has dreams about bathtubs, lots of them. I has dreams about silver wings. I've dreams about flying. So all I has to do is mix those dreams together in the proper way. And I is very quickly making a dream where you is flying in a bathtub with silver wings.
I see what you mean, Sophie said. But I didn't know you could mix one dream with another.
Oh, dreams like being mixed, the BFG answered. They is getting very lonesome all by themselves in those glassy bottles.
Right, Sophie said. Now then, do you have dreams about the Queen of England?
Oh, lots of them, the BFG said.
And about giants?
Of course, the BFG said.
And about giants eating people?
Swiggles of them, the BFG said.
And about little girls like me?
Oh, those is the most commonest of all, the BFG said. I has bottles and bottles of dreams about little girls.
And could you mix them up, all just as I want you to? Sophie asked, getting more and more excited.
Of course, the BFG said. But how is this helping us? I think you is barking up the wrong dog.
Now, hold on, Sophie said. Listen carefully. I want you to mix a dream which you will blow into the Queen of England's bedroom when she is asleep. And this is how it will go.
Now hang on a mintick, the BFG said. How is I possibly going to get near enough to the Queen of England's bedroom to blow in my dream? You is talking dumb silly.
I'll tell you that later, Sophie said. For the moment, please listen carefully. Here is the dream I want you to mix. Are you paying attention?
Very close, the BFG said.
I want the Queen to dream that 9 disgusting giants, each one about 50 feet tall, are galloping to England in the night. She must dream their names as well. What are their names again?
Flesh and Peter, the BFG said. Man hugger bone, country child chewer, meat dripper, gizzard gulper, maid masher, blood bottler, and the butcher boy.
Let her dream all those names, Sophie said. And let her dream that they will be creeping into England in the depths of the witching hour and snatching little boys and girls from their beds. Let her dream that they will be reaching into the bedroom windows and pulling the little boys and girls out of their beds and then... Sophie paused. Do they eat them on the spot or do they carry them away first?
They's usually just popping them straight into their mouths like a popcorn, the BFG said.
Put that into the dream. And then... Then the dream must say that when the tummies are full, they'll go galloping back to giant country where no one can find them.
Is that all? The BFG said.
Oh, certainly not, Sophie said. And I will pause for the next one.